history. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. He's just a poor boy, foretold by prophecy. Because the wise men come, wise men go, angels high, shepherds low. This is how God's love shows. It's a wondrous story to me.
He told her not to fear. Mary, now it's just begun. Your son is gonna wash our sins away. Mary, ooh, the God who reigns on high has sent his son.
Shepherds watch over their flocks at nighttime.
Angels shout like lightning, very, very frightening.
Peace on earth, unto you is Mother's Day.
I'm just a shepherd, nobody loves me.
He's just a shepherd from a poor family. Angels have gone to the stable and see.
Wise men come, wise men go, will Herod let him live?
Herod, no, he will not let him live.
Better go.
Herod, he will not let him live.
Better go.
Herod, he will not let him live.
Better go.
Better go.
Mary Joseph, Mary Joseph.
Mary Joseph, better go.
King of Israel, God has made a bed for me.
For me.
Good evening. Welcome to this act of worship tonight. Time just to share in fellowship. We've already shared around the table, and we share around the Lord's table later on. Praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who minister by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, he who is the maker of heaven and earth. And we begin worshipping, singing together, Silent Night.
Let us pray. Gracious, loving and merciful God, on this Christmas Eve, as the light of your word enters into our hearts, we are reminded of your gift of life and faith. So we come before you now and give you thanks. As we once again celebrate the birth of Jesus in the manger in Bethlehem, help us to take to heart the wonders of your love, and to walk in your ways and delight in your will. Help us to be the faithful, loving, giving and forgiving people you would have us be. Lord God, the Christmas celebrations and preparations that surround us are frenetic with people, including ourselves, so busy that they forget the true meaning of the celebrations. Lord, restore the joy of Christmas to all our hearts and help us throughout this Christmas period to be still at some point each day and to make time for you, our one true source of joy. We ask, Lord, that we may share in the song of the angels, the gladness of the shepherds and the worship of the wise men. Close the doors of hate and open the doors of love throughout the world this Christmas. Lord, at this time of great happiness and fun for us, we take time to remember those for whom these days of festivities only add to their unfortunate situations. So we place before you the needs and troubles of those who are ill, both in hospital or at home, those who feel the pain of recent bereavement, the lonely, and those who will be seeing Christmas Day in on the streets. Lord God, help them to be aware that you love them and care for them in their time of need. Father, we remember all those whose celebrations will be delayed because they have to work over the holiday period or are separated from their family because they serve in our armed forces. Lord God, in this ever-changing, volatile world in which we live, we ask that the angel's message to the shepherds in the fields near Bethlehem may ring true, and that there will be glory to God and peace and goodwill to everyone. All these things we ask in the name and for the sake of the baby born that first Christmas in Bethlehem. Amen.
Let's sing together and worship again, Away in a Manger.
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Amen.
There will be no more gloom for those who are in distress. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali were lands which saw great distress, great darkness, because of their location and because they were closest to Assyria. So whenever there was an occupation force coming down, that these were the lands they were reaching first. And these were the ones that were captured first, and many people taken into occupation, to exile. These lands in the darkness were humbled. The lands saw great distress. And in many ways, we were talking about that world. At the time, that world would see a darkness of violence and occupation. And certainly, as at the time of Jesus' birth, that again was what that part of the world saw, was occupation, was darkness, was oppression, was being led by another force and led by rulers within their own area who were just doing that on behalf of the occupying force. So there'd be much darkness around, and anyone who wasn't able to make their way by any means then very quickly became cast aside and almost exiled within the land. But they were cast aside and excluded, those who were considered to be unclean, those who for any reason fell by the wayside in poverty, in disability, in illness, for whatever reason. And these are the ones who would be there in the darkness and in the brokenness. A world which wasn't fair, a world which didn't see a sharing out of riches, a world where everything was kept to those who were in charge. And I suppose in many ways, the world hasn't changed that much. We look around and we see a world in darkness. We look around and we see a world where there is oppression, and where there is poverty, and where there is greed, and where there always seems to be a lack of love. We see that trouble in the world today, that trouble that was there in the world of the time of the Bible's writing. And as we see that, then that's the point where God breaks in. That's the point where God comes to do something new. That's the point where God is always going to have acted, because our scriptures tell us that. That's the point where unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. God interrupts the world. He does that in love for the world, and he gives of himself, of the world, to break into that darkness. John 1 speaks about the Word being there in the beginning. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light, the true light that gives light to everyone who was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. God intervened in the world of darkness, and he intervened in love and brought the light, the true light, the light of the living Word, so that all would benefit from that light. And a light which the darkness shall not overcome. A promise for the future. The darkness has not overcome it, will not overcome it. And even though, and here's the truth of this scripture, he came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, not of human decision, but a husband, not a husband's will, but born of God. So God intervenes through love. He gives of his Son the Word, the living Word, to be the light in the world. And yet the world does not recognize him, does not receive him. But for those who do, we have the right to become children of God. That interruption in the world by God at this time is him coming to us with grace and with truth to save us. The events that we remember tonight are not just for tonight, but when we go through Scripture and we see what Jesus has done in the world, the way he taught, the way he shared, the way he had compassion on people, the way he cried for people, the way he healed, we see a God in love acting for his people. And that keeps going. That light will be there, will be with us forever. And as we remember what's happened in the past, so we take the time to know that will happen in the future, for Scripture tells us that that love relationship will be completed when Christ comes to rule and reign over the world again. Revelation speaks of the groom comes to his bride, readied for the wedding. A relationship with our God fulfilled at last from the beginning to the end. But he brings the light for us. And that, for tonight, is where we sit, knowing that God has come in love for each one of us. For those who receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gives the right to become children of God, born of God. No one has ever seen God but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in the closest relationship with the Father, has made him known. Christ comes to reveal God the Father to us. He brings that light and opens up who God is for each one of us. May we know this, not just in our heads, but in our hearts this Christmas. Amen. Let's sing together our communion hymn then. Love came down at Christmas.
Thank you.
So as we come round the table then, and we hear the narrative. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Let's join together in prayer. Let's pray. Let's give thanks to the Lord our God, for it is right to give him our thanks and our praise. It's right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father God, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. You created the light out of darkness and brought forth life on the earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets in the fullness of time. You gave us your only Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Saviour, and at his birth the angels sang, "Glory to you in the highest, and peace to your people on earth." And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your holy name and join their unending hymn, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ." As Mary and Joseph went from Galilee to Bethlehem and found no room, so Jesus went from Galilee to Jerusalem, who was despised and rejected. As in the poverty of a stable Jesus was born, so by the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. As your word became flesh, born of woman on that night long ago, so on the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread and he gave thanks and he broke the bread, giving it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you." And after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you for the many of the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honour and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forevermore. Amen. And so on the night he was betrayed, Jesus took bread, having given thanks as we've given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And after supper, he took the cup and said, "This cup is the new covenant sealed by my blood. Whenever you drink it, do this in remembrance of me. So take, eat, drink. Know that the Lord is good, and know that he is the light of the world." Body of Christ. 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 So as we light the Christ candle, let's take a moment to share with each other the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ, whether it's a handshake, a wee kiss, or a hug. Let's just have another wee moment of prayer. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time. It's a special time of just sharing together and being together. We come and we praise you, and we thank you for all that you've done for us, and we thank you for Jesus, that he is the light of the world. And as we've lit that Christ candle, so enable that light to be in our hearts as we begin to leave this place and leave this time of communion with you. May we know you every step of our lives. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Of course, now we get to sing all four verses, "Overcome All You Faithful." Just love it. Well, I'm not sure what order they're coming up in. Now, as we leave here, may the Lord your God be with you all the steps of your life, and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you now and until Jesus comes again, and then forevermore. Amen. And just a wee reminder that there is a service at 10:30 down at Ardeer. If you want to, and you can bring a wee toy so I can have a wee look and a wee play around. But Merry Christmas.